A report out today is calling for more investment in rural areas. The Rural Coalition says the English countryside has the potential to generate billions, but chronic underinvestment is costing jobs and money. It points to a gap between countryside and urban areas, with rural productivity at 82% of that in towns and cities. The Coalition is a group of 12 rural organisations, from the National Farmers Union to Action on Rural Communities and the National Association of Local Councils. Its chair, Margaret Clark, told me the government must invest in rural infrastructure.
Historically, there has been underfunding in rural areas of rural services, infrastructure, support for local businesses. So we really need the government in its growth agenda and its growth mission to say, how can we make rural areas prosperous and contribute to the nation's well-being?
So what sort of investment are you imagining?
We've seen from some of the impacts of flooding how vulnerable a lot of the rural infrastructure, electricity and things like that are. But also we know that connectivity is really important. And by that, I don't just mean broadband. I mean mobile signals, but also transport. How can we get people to move around? Transport is poor in rural areas, but the solution may be different to the one that you'd apply in an inner city or an urban area.
It will, though, cost money, and that is something that the government is at pains to tell everybody there isn't much of.
Well, this is true, but also sometimes it's about how the funds are allocated at the moment. And we know that the funding formula actually allocates more to urban areas per head of population than it does to rural areas per head of population. So sometimes it's actually looking at how existing funding is allocated. Of course we'd like more funding, and there will need to be more funding. We need more houses in rural areas as they do in urban areas. That's going to cost money as well.
You mentioned housing. There are other developments which are being discussed in the countryside, solar farms, big new towns or big new villages. How does that fit into your vision of improving prosperity in these areas?
Rural housing and the lack of affordable rural housing is really important. It's a critical reason why the rural economy underperforms, because people can't afford to live in rural areas. So we've been calling for many years for an increase in affordable rural housing.
There are a lot of arguments around this, and we are going to talk about most of them because next week on Farming Today is Planning Week. But let's just briefly talk about devolution. The government's just announced mayors for Lincolnshire and Hull and East Yorkshire. What impact do you think that is going to have on the issues that you're raising in this report?
I hope it will be very positive, because I think it is important that decisions are taken at the most appropriate level. And therefore, I think governance in rural communities is very important.